Books on Tape presents Don't Look Back by Amanda Quick, read by Josephine Bailey. Prologue. The keeper set aside the candle and opened the old leather-bound volume. He turned the aged pages carefully until he found the passage he sought. It is said they meet in secret in the dead of night to conduct their strange ceremonies. There are rumors that the initiates worship the snake-haired Gorgon. Others claim that they gather in obedience to their master, who commands Medusa's power to turn men to stone. The master's talent is said to be a strange and terrible sort of magic. After inducing a deep trance in his victims, he issues orders to them. When he releases them from their thrall, they execute those commands without question. The great mystery is that those upon whom the art is practiced have no memory of the instructions they were given while they were entranced. It is believed that the master's power is greatly enhanced by the forces of the strange gem he wears. The stone is carved with the fearsome image of Medusa. A wand is cut into the gem below the creature's severed neck. This device is said to be a representation of the magical rod used by the cult's master to effect a trance. The carved gem is similar to an onyx, save that its alternating bands of colors are rare and exceedingly strange shades of blue instead of black and white. The dark outer layer is so deep in hue as to be almost black. It frames the image of Medusa, which is cut into the light-colored layer of the stone. This second layer is a shade of